You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, from the World Cup, let's talk about a legal battle here in American sports. The trial begins today in the case of O'Bannon versus the NCAA. It's a case that may have long-standing implications for the lucrative world of Division I college football and basketball. Now, the suit was brought about 5 years ago by a former UCLA basketball player named Ed O'Bannon after he saw his own likeness playing in a video game. The NCAA and UCLA had sold O'Bannon's likeness to game maker EA Sports without telling him, and certainly without paying him. It's a class action suit which has grown to include more players, some current, some former, and it argues that the NCAA is violating federal antitrust law by using players' names and images and likenesses in television broadcasts and on merchandise without giving them any money.
My biggest thing, again, is to right a wrong. I think if someone uses your likeness, then you should be compensated for it.
That's Ed O'Bannon talking about the case on Larry King Now this past March. Well, joining me now to discuss the case is Joe Nocera. He's a columnist for our partner in the New York Times and a regular contributor to WNYC's economics and business podcast, Money Talking. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Well, really, this case isn't about Ed O'Bannon anymore. This is really about the NCAA's entire business model, right?
Well, to some extent it is. It's really hard to say for sure because it's a very the case could be decided narrowly or it could be decided broadly. If O'Bannon were to win a narrow judgment, we'd have something that I call the Olympic model, where players would be able to gain endorsements, they'd be able to sell their likenesses, but they wouldn't get paid for playing still. There's also a broader implication, which both the plaintiffs and the defendants are acting as if this is World War III for the NCAA, where potentially the judge could basically say the NCAA rules are anti-competitive, they are antitrust, and therefore we're going to blow the whole thing open and whatever happens, happens.
And the plaintiffs in this case, now it's O'Bannon, but as I said, it's become a class action. So there's lots of players who sort of joined along the way in a complicated legal process. But they're basically saying that the NCAA acts like a cartel. They've sort of said the price for your likeness, student athlete, is zero for you, but we're going to sell it anyway.
Well, that's correct. The price for you sign away your rights to your likeness when you go to college and become an athlete. And you sign away your rights for in perpetuity. So the plaintiffs are basically saying, look, that's anti-competitive behavior. You can't do that. I mean, you can also say the only thing they give them is a scholarship. They're not allowed to make any extra money on the side. They're not allowed to take advantage of their athletic ability to make money in any way. And so the plaintiffs are also saying, in addition to the names and likenesses as a problem, there's this larger problem, which is that basically the NCAA is running a multi-billion dollar business with a free labor force.
And there are separate but kind of related cases in federal court in New Jersey over things like direct compensation, players wanting to
that's
be paid.
Right.
This case, though.
That's right. There's two other cases going on. One is called the Keller case, and that really has to do primarily with the cost with the cost of a scholarship and how that is below the cost of attendance, and players are still out $2,000 or $3,000 to attend college. The other is a broader antitrust suit brought by a guy named Jeffrey Kessler, who's a lawyer who's been deeply involved in the NBA and the NFL. Players associations, and that is much more a direct antitrust lawsuit that basically says there should be a free market for players so that when you go to recruit a player, you're basically offering them money.
Now, the NCAA here says, wait a second, a scholarship is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, not only tuition, but room and board, food. These players are compensated. So we have and they signed on the dotted line. We can use their likeness.
Well, no, that's very true. They also say that the amateurism model that they're trying to protect is pro-competitive, that it creates competitive balance among teams, and so that's what the judge is going to have to, really think about and decide. Is a scholarship enough of compensation? And the real answer, from my point of view, the question is not whether a scholarship has value, whether room and board has value. The problem is that it's all capped. that basically this cartel has decided you will get X and no more than X.
Meaning you'll get the value of your scholarship, but there's never going to be another dollar in payment.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And if you do take a dollar in payment, you'll become ineligible and you won't be able to play. And so not only does the cartel keep costs down that way, but they really have enormous power over the ability of players to play.
Now, taking a step back from this, Joe Nocera, I mean, amateurism is dead. We've recognized a long time ago that NCAA players, at least in Division I, who get on television and provide a multi-billion-dollar product for schools and the divisions, are pros. It's just a question of how they're paid now, isn't it?
Well,
come on.
My own view is that they should get paid. And I think the reason people are offended by what the NCAA does is precisely because there is so much money in the sport, in football and college basketball. And Nick Saban just recently signed a contract that will pay him $6.9 million a year. He's the coach at Alabama. And many coaches make multi-million dollars. Conference commissioners make $1 million or $2 million. I mean, everybody up and down the line is making money except the players. There was a time when the money was much smaller, when you could say, okay, you know, the players should get nothing, that's fine. But now it's an untenable situation.
There are a number of cases filtering through the courts. We are talking about the Ed O'Bannon case versus the NCAA, a class action lawsuit after Ed O'Bannon and lots of other players saw themselves playing in video games made by EA Sports going to have a huge impact on the business model of the NCAA. Joe Nocera, columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Joe, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.